Welcome to Pets Tell the Truth. This program is dedicated to understanding our animal companions on a deeper level. I'm Dr. Agnes Thomas, psychologist and animal telepathic communicator. I'll be your host as we listen to what our animal friends are saying, and as we appreciate the way they view the world, their missions, and their spiritual insights. If you recall, 3 weeks ago, I had a guest by the name of Dr. Michelle Davis, and she is the owner of some amazing horses that have the ability to heal children and adults, in particular autistic children. She told us about her horses, how they started, and that the one horse, Magical Mac, was able to teach the other horses how to heal as well. They do this through their aura. And when a child gets on their back or approaches them, they enter their aura, which is very large, and the aura changes the energy of the child so it can function normally. As she was telling me her story, she told me that they had a tornado. Her farm is in West Mansfield, Ohio, just about 8 miles north of Marysville, Ohio. And the tornado totally decimated their farm and also their barn where the horses were kept. Two of the magical horses were killed. And one, by the name of Sweet Adeline, was injured. So I have asked my listening audience to look inside their hearts and make donations to the farm. And in return, I'm going to give them my workshop over the radio for free. 2 weeks ago, I presented part one, which talked about the science behind animal communication. Today, I'm going to be giving part two, and that's how to communicate with animals. Donations can be made of any amount, and the money will be surely go to the care and maintenance of these miraculous animals and repairs from the tornado damage until Serendipity Stables gets back on its feet. Please make your checks out to Michelle Davis, 221721 State Route 47, West Mansfield, Ohio, 43358. You can also go to their website, www.magicalmac.com, to see the articles written about these wonderful healers. We're going to begin tonight with a description. This is part two. This course will introduce the student to the essentials of telepathic communication with animals. All humans have the ability to communicate with animals, but have forgotten how to use this skill. This ability can be easily restored by understanding a little bit about how it works and a little practice. For part two, which is tonight's course, you will need pencil and paper, a small vase or similar object, photographs of your animals and those of friends or neighbors to practice with, photographs of your own pets or neighbors' pets if they are available. For best results, one or more persons can take this course at the same time. In the beginning, it is best to practice with photographs of pets so you will not be confused by the animal's body language. It's also beneficial to start with photographs of a friend or neighbor's pet so that you won't have any preconceived ideas of the pet's answer. So whatever you get from the animal is what you get. Here are some helpful hints. The meditation is the key. I will walk you through the meditation to get you into the telepathic field, and I'll do it more than once. What it does is quiet the mind, and it places you in an altered state so that you can reach the telepathic field. If you lose contact with the animal while you're doing this, I'm going to take you through a scene of a lake. Always go back to the lake. When you talk to an animal, you afford the animal the same courtesy and respect that you would give to any human being. You must ask for permission to speak, and I will help you through that. You say, "May I speak with you?" Because you're not speaking with the animal's brain, you're speaking with the animal's spirit, as I explained 2 weeks ago. Then ask the animal if there's something that they would like to ask you. This is a two-way conversation. When you are finished, say thank you. Now I release you, and you can release me. Always remember that although animals have a different form than humans, they and all life are made of the same spiritual essence as you. Respect and revere them as fellow beings in creation. It will broaden your awareness and enrich your life. I wish you the best of luck on your spiritual journey as we enter the telepathic field tonight and talk to our animals. The first thing you need to do is take the small object that I told you. It can be a vase. It can be a coffee cup. It can be anything. What we're going to do with it is take it and put it on a table, or you can set it on the floor. Everybody, look at the object. And I'm going to do this slowly. So if you have questions or you're not getting it, please call in. And the number here is 877-876-5227. Different people have different areas of the body where they receive information. Most people see it across the screen of their consciousness. It comes in a visual image. Some people hear the message in words. Others feel a sensation in their heart, and then it becomes known to them. It just comes to them. Part of this first exercise will be to let you know and help you to find out where on your body you receive telepathic intuition. Okay, so now take the vase or the coffee cup or whatever you're using as an object and place it on the floor. Now look at it for a moment with your eyes open. And then close your eyes and try to picture that image in your mind. Can you still see the object or an image of that object across the screen of your consciousness in your imagination? If you can see it, that is your third eye. It is the realm of your imagination. If you're having trouble seeing an image, let me ask you to imagine what an ice cream cone looks like. The image that comes to your mind is in your third eye. Located in the middle of your forehead. Okay, now open your eyes again and look at the object in the middle of the floor. Now I'm going to ask you to move the object somewhere else. Move that object, look at the object, and then imagine the object to be on a table in the room. With your eyes closed, can you see it there on the table? Can you imagine it on the table? Now open your eyes and still in your imagination, see it on the table. Picture it on the table. Okay. Now, look at the object on the floor again and move it to the corner of the room near the ceiling. Close your eyes. Imagine the object is now in the corner of the room near the ceiling. Now open your eyes and with your imagination, imagine it being there. Okay. You've been successful with the first part of this exercise. The purpose of this exercise was that if you can't move an object around in your imagination, you can't find an animal. So it's very important to do this. Now I'm going to read to you a scene that will open up, and when you see the animals that we're going to talk to, I'll guide you through this meditation. Take a photograph now of an animal that you don't know, or know very, an animal that's not yours. Exchange photographs with a friend. Be sure for this first exercise to have a photograph of an animal that is alive now, not one that's in the spirit world. Now, look at the photograph of an animal. Begin the meditation. Sit comfortably in a chair. Put both feet on the ground. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths in and out. In and out. Feel the experience of your feet connecting with the ground. And now imagine that there are roots coming out of the bottom of your feet, growing deep into the rich soil. Just like the roots of a tree. They go deep into the earth, and you feel secure and grounded. Now imagine that your body is like the trunk of the tree, standing tall and secure. Next, imagine that your body... Sorry, we already did that. Imagine that your body is like the trunk of a tree, standing tall and secure. Next, imagine that your arms and your head are the branches of the tree, reaching up to the universe to take in all its energy, wisdom, and love. Now imagine that you see the branches of the tree begin to separate in the middle, and a scene begins to open up. The scene is that of a lake, very beautiful, very still. Around the lake, there are beautiful trees and plants. As you look at the lake, you notice that there is no wind or breath of air. The trees are motionless, and the water in the lake lies perfectly still, with no ripples, just like a sheet of glass. Continue to look at the stillness of the lake. All is peaceful and quiet. On the opposite side of the lake of where you are standing, you notice a small bridge that crosses a stream. You walk over to the bank of the stream. You and the lake are on one end of the bridge. And on the other end of the bridge, you see an animal standing on the bank of the stream. An animal that you would like to communicate with. Say, hello. Ask for permission to speak. Say, may I speak with you? When you hear the animal answer yes, begin your conversation by asking a simple question like, how are you doing? Listen for the answer. Now you're fully conscious of both the physical dimension and the telepathic dimension. You are fully aware and in control. After you hear the answer to how are you doing, ask another simple question like, what is your favorite treat? You can ask them to send you an answer in picture form like, show me where you sleep, or where is your favorite place to sit? When you are ready, open your eyes. And remember that the communication will be very rapid, 1/10,000th of a second. So take the person whose pet you have in your hand, whose photograph, and tell them what you got. If you saw just the pet, or when you asked the question, what's your favorite treat, what did they show you? Or if you ask them, where's your favorite place to sit? Explain to your partner what the animal showed you, and they will validate if you're correct or not. Do this now. Give each person a chance to report what they received from the animal that they spoke with. Do this now. When you're ready, I want you to answer this question for me. Where on your body did you feel the information come in? Was it a picture? Did you hear words or language? Did you have a sensation in your heart? Was it just a knowing? Describe this sensation to the other members in your party. Okay, now I'm going to walk you through this again. Please exchange your photograph with someone else or take a new photograph of an animal. Pick an animal that you don't know or don't know very well so that the owner of the animal can validate what you're getting. Look at the photograph of the animal. And now again, begin the meditation. Sit comfortably in a chair. Put both feet on the ground. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths in and out. In and out. Feel the experience of your feet connecting with the ground. And now imagine that there are roots coming out of the bottom of your feet, growing deep into the rich soil, like roots of a tree. They go deep into the earth, and you feel secure and grounded. Now, imagine that your body is like the trunk of the tree, standing tall and secure. Next, imagine that your arms and head are the branches of the tree, reaching up to the universe to take in all its energy, wisdom, and love. Now imagine that you see the branches of the tree begin to separate in the middle, and a scene begins to open up. The scene is that of a lake, very beautiful, very still. Around the lake, there are beautiful trees and plants. As you look at the lake, you notice that there is no wind or breath of air. The trees are motionless, and the water in the lake lies perfectly still, with no ripples, just like a sheet of glass. Continue to look at the stillness of the lake. All is peaceful and quiet. On the opposite side of the lake of where you are standing, you see the bank of a river. You walk there. You begin to notice a small bridge that crosses the stream. You and the lake are on one end of the bridge, and on the other end of the bridge, you see an animal standing on the bank of the stream. An animal you would like to communicate with. Say, hello. Ask for permission to speak. Say, may I speak with you? When you hear the animal answer yes, begin your conversation by asking a simple question like, how are you doing? Listen for the answer. Now you are fully conscious of both the physical dimension and the telepathic dimension. You are fully aware and in control. After you hear the answer to how are you doing, ask another simple question, like, what is your favorite treat? Ask them to send you an answer in picture form, like, show me where you sleep, or where is your favorite place to sit? Remember to ask the animal if there's anything that they would like to ask you. Open your eyes. Share with the people in your group what you received telepathically from the animal. Don't edit or doubt your answer. Just report what you got. The answer would have been very, very rapid. If you're struggling, then it's you trying to make up the answer instead of just letting it come to you. Report to the person who owns the animal what the animal said. If they sent you an answer in picture form, ask yourself what you saw and try to get as many details about the furniture or the house or whatever the animal was showing you. Try to pick up a color. Is it a bed? Is it a chair? Think about it for a few more seconds and report your answer to the person who owns that animal. Give every person in your group an opportunity to report what they found and to get their communication validated by the person who owns the animal. After everyone has reported what they found, take a moment to remember your experience. What place on your body did the information come in? Was it through your third eye? Did you see an image? Did you hear a voice? Was it a perception that came through your heart? Was it just a knowing, but you don't know where it came from? Try to recall that sensation on your body and share that information with the others in your group. If you ask the animal if there's anything they would like to ask you, tell the others what the animal asked you. This is a two-way conversation, and the animal is as curious about you as you are about it. Report the answer to the animal's question. In most cases, the animal will be asking you something pertaining to you or what is on your mind right now. It isn't that they can read your mind. But as you connect with them, they experience you the same as you experience them. This is all intuitive perception. When you connect with someone telepathically, you experience that being. What did you feel about the animal as you connected with it? Did you feel love for the animal? Did you feel appreciation of its qualities? In its response to you, did it feel more childlike or did it feel more adult-like? Did you notice the innocence of the answer? What did you learn by connecting with its spirit? If you were to describe this animal and relate your experience to another, what can you say about this animal from your experience with it? Now I'd like to try another exercise with this same animal. You can take yourself through the meditation. And I want you to ask the animal, what do you have to teach me today? sometimes the answer is very personal, and you do not need to share this with the others in the group. Just ask the animal, what do you have to teach me today? Take a couple of minutes to do this. Go through the meditation. Animals have the ability to look directly into your heart. And they can tell you things about yourself that you didn't know. Accept this information. It's given with great love. When you're ready, say goodbye. Thank you for telling me that. And tell the animal, I release you, and now you can release me. When many people who take my course ask this of the animal, many cry. Because the animal recognizes what's on your mind and what's in your heart. And it's wonderful that the animal knows how you really feel, how you are, and cares enough to give you an answer. It need not be shared, but it's usually something very personal. Now, if you have a photograph of an animal in the spirit world, or if you can remember an image of an animal that has passed away, we're going to try an exercise to contact an animal in spirit. There is no difference between talking to an animal in the physical dimension and one in the spirit world. Because in both instances, you're not talking to the brain. You're talking to spirit. The answer will be very fast. It will be always benevolent. And it will be devoid of dualities. So begin the meditation again. Sit comfortably in a chair, put your feet on the ground, close your eyes, and breathe in and out. Put the animal on the other side of the stream. And then ask permission to speak. Say, may I speak with you? Usually animals in spirit are very anxious to get messages through to their persons. Ask them to show you where they are. Just say, show me where you are. There are many places in the spirit world. If you see figures of humans, try to remember what they look like. This is, show me where you are. When you're ready, describe the scene to the person who owns the animal. Describe the person that is with person or persons that are with the animal at this time. For example, say, I see a short woman and she has long hair and it's in a braid in the back of her neck and it goes down to her waist. She has a red bandana. She's wearing a white apron. And he's calling her grandma. take a moment to do this. In this next exercise, we're going to be talking to a photograph of our own pet, whether in the physical dimension or in the spiritual dimension. If you do not have a photograph of your pet, or you have a pet in the house at this time, make sure that you close your eyes so that you're not confused by body language. Do the same thing as before. Quiet your mind. Go to the lake. But listen so that you can recognize communications coming from them. If the animal comes into the room or gets on your lap and stares into your eyes, simply close your eyes so you block out any visual cues. It is harder to talk with our own pet than others, because when we have our own pet, we may think we already know the answer. We may read body language instead of listening telepathically. We could be reaching out to them instead of pulling ourselves back into a receptive mode. And sometimes we're afraid to hear the answer, especially when it comes to health or death issues. During this exercise, use your telepathic mind. Begin with a simple question that is not emotionally charged, like, where are you sitting? Or what toy do you have? Or what do you see out the window? This is your own pet. Begin this exercise. Then ask your pet if it has something it wants to tell you. Say, is there something you want to tell me? Listen, don't edit and don't react. Just stay quiet. If you don't get anything, ask again. What do you want to tell me? Share your answers with the others. Unless it is deeply personal. When you are ready, bring a live animal into the room. When I give my workshops, I notice that my animals all come around to be with the group because the energy is so positive. They know we're talking about them. And they're honored to be part of our conversation and recognized as equal beings. So take a minute and get one of your animals to come in the room. Ask the animal a question, something simple. You can ask, what do you dream of? And let the animal send you a picture of what they dream of. They may show you several scenes of what they dream of, even if it's catching a mouse. Ask them if they like music. Ask them what they like to do, and see if you can get an action message. Begin again the meditation. Close your eyes as you go through the meditation. And then look at the animal. Try to communicate directly with the animal. If the animal's moving or if it's sleeping, don't be confused by body language. Its spirit is alive and well and talking to you. If you feel confused, in the presence of the animal, close your eyes. Begin the meditation. look at the beautiful animal in front of you. Try to experience the animal. Get an impression of what that animal is like. Experience the animal. Telepathic communication is thought transfer. It is an impression of everything that that animal is experiencing in the present. It's everything it feels, it hears, it smells, it tastes, everything it sees at this moment. Try to experience and receive what that animal is experiencing at this moment. What is your reaction to this animal? Do you like the animal? Can you feel yourself connect with the heart of this being? What is this little heart trying to tell you? What does this being feel like? Every animal that I communicate with, I cannot help myself but falling in love with the animal. Their little hearts are so innocent and so beautiful, and they have so much love, you can't help yourself. You just fall in love with them. They fall in love with you because they experience you as the beautiful being that you are. They don't see the ego that you produce as a mask to protect yourself from others. They see the inside of you. They see what you are at your deepest soul level. This is an experience that very few humans have in their lifetime. And when you learn to connect with animals, your life will change. It will be transformed. Practice after the show is over some more with the animals that are there. Always remember to thank the animal for their conversation. When you connect with an animal, always remember to ask permission. Let them tell you about their dreams and their missions and how they work for the spiritual development of humans. One last exercise I would like you to do, if you can, and you can do this after the show is over. In the room where you are sitting, try to locate a small box or a small container or a drawer. Without looking inside, use your telepathic mind to communicate with any object that is contained inside and hidden. It's no different than communicating with an animal. Find out if that object is masculine or feminine. Try to define a color and a form. With telepathy, you can communicate with anything in existence. It's all the same thing. Remember to use your telepathic mind in the same way. Connect with a tree. Have a conversation with that tree. Find a rock or a stone in your yard. Have a conversation with it. Find a plant in your house. Have a conversation with it. It's all the same thing. And open your heart to love, because the answers that you get are all expressions of love from the one source, the source of all life. We're out of time now, but please practice this. If there's a particular topic that you would like to hear about animals, please email me at talktopets@aol.com or visit my website at petstellthetruth.com. If you like the show, you can contact the producers at www.bbsradio.com and let them know that you would like to hear more of this kind of programming. Be sure to listen to BBS Radio on Thursday evening at 7 for Metaphysical Straight Talk with my friend Atira Hatton. Atira is a gifted psychic who can tune into your heart's mission in this life. She is associated with Edgar Cayce's Association for Research and Enlightenment and is a sought-after speaker on spirituality and metaphysics. Next week, I have a special guest. There's a woman going to be on my show, and a man, Linda and Alan Anderson, who wrote a new book called Saving Animals Rescued, Saving Animals from Disaster. And it is in print right now. It is a book about, it's a must-read for anyone with a pet and those who want to save the lives of animals. It's about the rescue efforts of Hurricane Katrina. There is a foreword by U.S. Senator John Ensign, and it includes information from hundreds of people that they interviewed about how to best prepare family pets for a disaster, how to get trained in animal rescue, and the history and scope of the burgeoning animal rescue movement. It is a true homage to the hundreds of individuals from scores of animal welfare groups who gave so much to rescue the animal victims of Hurricane Katrina. They will be on next week. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. I bless you for opening your hearts to animals. It will change your life. You will begin to see all other beings as loving beings, as your animals are. Your perceptions will change. Bless you and good night.